And welcome to another episode of Healthy, Wealthy, and Smart. I am your host, Karen Litzy. Thank you all for joining. This is our first show in September after Labor Day, if you can believe it. So I hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend and had fun with family and friends and is sort of, I guess everyone's gearing up for the back to school. So again, I can't believe the unofficial end of summer is actually here. And now we're kind of, well, not for me, but maybe for some of you, sort of back to the grind of everyday work, back from vacation and a nice summer. So hopefully everyone had a great summer, and I thank you so much for joining us today. And today I'm excited. I have on a great guest today. It's someone I've actually known for quite some time now. I was trying to figure it out. We'll talk about it and see how long. I think it's been at least 8 years. But today I'm very happy to have on the show Gabrielle Bernstein. She is featured in the New York Times Sunday Styles section as the next generation guru, motivational speaker, life coach, and author. And she is making her mark, expanding the lexicon for the next generation. Gabrielle is a number one best-selling author of the book Add More Ing to Your Life, A Hip Guide to Happiness. And tomorrow, September 13th, Gabrielle launches her second much-anticipated book, Spirit Junkie, A Radical Road to Self-Love and Miracles. And both books are published by Random House. So, Gabrielle, welcome to the show.
It's so good to be with you, Karen. It's wonderful to be with you.
I know. So I was saying, like, the first time I met you, I feel like you had just graduated from Syracuse.
Yeah.
Could that be possible?
Like 11 years ago?
I can't. That can't be possible. I feel like I remember being with Allison on the street and you're walking by and Allison's like, oh, this is my stepsister, Gabrielle, or Gabby, or Gabrielle. I'm like, oh, hi. And was that really 11 years ago? It can't be.
11 years ago. Can you believe it? We've come very far.
I know. I literally cannot believe it. So first of all, congratulations on the success of your first book.
Thank you.
Add more ing to your life. Mm-hmm. And now the next book comes out tomorrow. So obviously, I was saying everyone's sort of coming back from summer break, but you probably did not have much of a break over this summer.
No, this has not felt like a summer at all. Luckily for me, I'm very inspired and thrilled by my work, so I haven't felt like I've been working, but I've definitely not been lounging, let's put it that way.
Right. You've been doing lots of work.
The break will begin in November when I go to the beach in Jamaica. Right now I'm just working it hard. But it's
right.
Really
right.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's great. And now your book tour, the actual launch of the book is tomorrow, September 13th. And the book tour starts when? Let's sort of get some of this logistics out of the way. So if people are listening, they know where maybe they can see you.
The book tour starts tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
And I will have my first live lecture on Ustream, actually, on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tomorrow. And that will be available on the homepage of Ustream.com, where I'll be lecturing live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
And that will be just really kicking off the tour. Anyone, anywhere can join me there on their internet, on their computer. And then I will have a live lecture in New York on the 14th. I'll be live in Connecticut on the 15th. Then I'll be doing another lecture with the WE Symposium on the 19th.
And can you, for people who may not know what the WE Symposium is, can you kind of give a quick explanation as to what that is?
Sure. This is Donna Karan and Arianna Huffington have come together for the Women Inspiration and Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a amazing, amazing program that they put on every year. The women that will be speaking, Melinda Gates, Diane von Furstenberg, Christy Turlington.
Senator Gillibrand, I believe, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There'll be Lisa Gersh. I mean, there's just the most amazing, amazing lineup of women. And I am so thrilled and honored to be on that list. It's just absolutely tremendous.
So, yeah, I agree.
So that's pretty exciting. And I will be there live in New York on the 19th.
And is there a way for people, let's say they're not in the New York area, because we get people from all over the world listening to the show. Is there a way for people to tap into that WE Symposium?
I don't believe that there's a live element, but there may be a way to donate because there's a lot of philanthropic opportunities with this event. That I believe you can definitely participate in this movement without having to be
in New York.
In New York at the live event.
Great, great.
Or you can travel to come to New York for the live event.
Yeah.
And then I'll be on the West Coast on the 20th. I'll be lecturing in Los Angeles. I'll be doing more live lectures on Ustream on the Toms of Maine homepage on Facebook. The list goes on. Actually, the best place to go is to GabbyB.tv /speaking.
Okay.
And that's where you can really find my tour dates and details.
Great. And we'll repeat that later on in the show. So if people kind of catch us in the middle here and they miss that, we'll repeat where to find you and all your info before we sign off today.
Wonderful.
Okay. So let's get into sort of some of your background and kind of what made the evolution of Spirit Junkie, sort of what was your inspiration behind the book. So I guess, you know, in reading some of the reviews, and it's part memoir, correct?
Yes. So Spirit Junkie is a memoir style guidebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach my own personal experience of transforming my fears and my limiting beliefs. And through my experience, I teach what has been the main lessons that I have applied to my own life from a metaphysical text called A Course in Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interpreting the course and translating metaphysics for the new generation of seekers through my own personal experiences. So I tell my story and give those examples as a guideline for the reader to really resonate with the messages. And this work is, so it's many, many stories, chock full of anecdotes and experiences, but each chapter also has prescriptive tools. So you as the reader can take home all of the guidance that I've applied to myself from every chapter.
Right.
And from meditation to mindfulness exercises and lots of stuff.
Right. So when you're, you know, kind of going through and sort of reevaluating some of your experiences, let's say when you were writing this book, as you look back, and maybe even when you were in it, let's say years ago, before you started the Course in Miracles, what was that moment, and not to paraphrase Oprah, but that sort of aha moment for you in your life where you said, you know, okay, that's enough. This is it. I really have to make a change because things aren't going perhaps the way I had envisioned them to be.
Yeah. Well, when you first met me, Karen, I was a much different person than I am today.
Yeah, and I can attest to that, yes.
Yes, you can definitely attest to that.
Yes.
You know where I was at, and you know that things were quite different. And I was, as you know, running a public relations business in New York, and I was, you know, really living on this sort of outside search for happiness, really looking for my happiness in my credentials, in my relationships, in my you know, access to a nightclub, whatever it was that was on the outside. And that was not going to work. That search was a dead end for me. And so luckily for me, by the time I was 25, I hit a big bottom and I was pretty strung out energetically. I was addicted to relationships and drugs and food and alcohol, and I was addicted to my career, and I was just completely stuck and hung up in these terrible ways of being because I was looking for happiness outside of myself. And so as this massive gift that I was given was the opportunity to hit bottom and turn inward. So from that day, from October 2nd, 2005 to the present, I have been on a steadfast journey inward, really transforming my life, really opening up to a new perception and deepening my inner worth and my inner abundance rather than trying to find that abundance and happiness outside of myself.
Right.
And that's what I teach today. I teach my journey, my story, and I really love that I can tell my readers, yes, I understand and I know where you are and what's going on because I've been there myself.
Right. So you sort of have the empathy and the sympathy.
Absolutely.
For the people who are reading your books and you're talking about your journey. And let's say there's someone, you know, when you sort of hit your bottom, let's say, what you know, I understand you sort of looked inward, but did you automatically get connected with A Course in Miracles? Where did you turn? Because there are a lot of people who hit that bottom and they say, well, oh, well, I don't know. This may be the bottom, but I don't know where to go from here.
The first step for anyone when they're looking at their life and saying, okay, this isn't working, right? And saying that there has to be a better way.
When you
have that moment of there has to be a better way. The first step for anyone there is to have the willingness to change. And that was the case for me because there was there were several years where I would look at my life and be like, this isn't working, but I wasn't willing to change. And so that change can't take place and the guidance can't come in and the teachers can't show up if you're not willing to really accept them and receive that guidance.
Yeah.
And so that first step is to really surrender and release your will over to just a lot of energy around you that is there to support you and protect you and guide you to the next right action. That can only come in when you have the willingness to change.
Yeah, very true.
So yeah, so that was really the case for me. It was just that there was this moment of, I got to get my shit together, and I'm willing to make these changes. I'm willing to show up and see things differently. I'm willing to have a different life experience.
Yeah, and I think that's, if that's one key that anyone listening today can take with them, it's a great start.
Yeah.
So on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. So everyone stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Healthy, Wealthy, and Smart. I am your host, Karen Litzy, and I am happy to be joined today by number one selling author Gabrielle Bernstein. Her new book, Spirit Junkie, comes out tomorrow, September 13th. So, Gabby, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Okay, so last time we sort of left off, and I think you had a great point that sort of bears repeating, is that, you know, when you hit whatever your bottom might be, the first step is really to have the willingness to look for something to kind of bring you out of that, you know.
That's
to
right.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that sort of bears repeating. Now,
yeah. So really that first step, if anyone listening is thinking to themselves, I want to make change in my life.
Mm-hmm.
The first step is to have the slightest willingness to make that change.
Right. And you know, I was kind of discussing with Sam, our producer, during the break. It's, you know, it's hard to say, well, where should I look from there? But it's different for everyone.
Yep, it is. It's really different for everyone. And the truth of what happens here is that when you have that willingness to open up, you then really, it's almost like the floodgates open.
Yeah, I agree.
You really create this space for a lot of love to come through and a lot of support to come forward for you. And it's that you raise your consciousness. So your consciousness being raised through your desire to change is what leads you to the self-help book section of the bookstore.
Sure.
Or leads you to a phone call and listening to a radio segment like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the kind of guidance that will come through once you really open up your desire to change.
Yeah. And then once, you know, you sort of take those steps, and I can attest to this, is that you do have all these great things start coming back your way. And, you know, we sort of talk about them. And I used to always say, oh, my God, isn't it so crazy that X, Y, and Z has happened?
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I was, you know, I was working with a lot with Lori Fields, who, you know, Lori, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's been on the show a couple of times. She's like my Dr. Phil. So I would always say to her, isn't it so crazy that A, B, and C is happening? And she would say, well, no. You know, these are sort of your little miracles happening because you're open to them.
That's right. That's right. And from A Course in Miracles perspective, there's no order of difficulty in miracles. So, and the Course also teaches that miracles occur naturally, and when they're not occurring, something has gone wrong.
Mm.
So it's a very interesting opportunity for you to really look at that and see, how have I been unwilling to see the miracle?
Mm-hmm. And now,
how have I been blocking the miracles is a bigger question.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, sort of getting to the A Course in Miracles, a lot of, you know, I'm not sure if a lot of my listeners know exactly what that is. So you sort of said in the book that, you know, you sort of make the Course in Miracles a little more accessible and relevant to sort of this generation of listeners. So can you give, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but a quick synopsis of A Course in Miracles?
Sure, sure, yeah. So A Course in Miracles is a spiritual text. It's based on really relinquishing your worldly perceptions of fear-based belief systems that we all get caught up in, that we all choose to believe in,
mm-hmm.
and choosing otherwise. It's about really reprogramming your mind so that you can choose a more loving approach to perceiving the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens through the Course is that forgiveness is the primary tool the Course offers up for making that transformation. And through forgiveness, we release our attachment to negativity and resentment and fear. And the miracle, as the Course refers to it, is just simply a shift in perception.
Mm-hmm.
So when we change our mind about our fears and we start to open up to a loving way of seeing things, that's when we begin to see. And that's what the Course refers to as the miracle.
And
the miracle will guide us to what the Course says is the right-minded way of thinking.
And what would be an example of, I know you said, you know, releasing some of your fears, and I guess what's an example that maybe you've had or people that you've worked with, like a common example of what a fear would be, or
well,
a block, let's say.
The show for most everyone.
Uh-huh.
And most of really the problem that everyone has in common is their belief in fear. And so your problems are not what you think they are. Your problems are your faith in fear.
Mm.
And so fear is what keeps people stuck in negative relationships.
Mm.
Fear is what keeps people stuck at the same weight and unable to lose that 10 pounds that they want to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is what keeps people stuck in a job that they hate and unwilling to step outside their comfort zone so that they can create a really beautiful opportunity to live in abundant ways. And so fear is what blocks us. It keeps us small. It keeps us stuck in old patterns from the past, which we recreate in the present and project onto the future.
Mm-hmm.
And fear really takes us down. So all of the work I do is really about reprogramming that fear, reconditioning that fear, and deepening your strength and your belief in love, and deepening your strength and your belief in faith and in a happier way of perceiving the world.
And would you say sometimes fear can equate to being quote-unquote comfortable?
Yeah, so people do get comfortable in their fears. So
mm-hmm.
the fear convinces us play small. Fear convinces us to not, you know, go after that relationship that we want. Fear convinces us not to try to open that business that we really have been dreaming
mm-hmm.
of starting. And so that would be perceived as comfortable, but when in effect it's actually the most uncomfortable situation because we are denying our truth.
Right, right. Great. Well put, well put. Okay, let's get into Spirit Junkie a little bit. Let's get into the book. So the book is basically broken up into three parts. So can you kind of give the listeners that breakdown of the book?
Sure. So the book is broken up into three sections. The first section is the detour into fear, which I really begin to go deeper in the conversation that you and I have just begun, mm-hmm. which is really understanding our fear, where it came from, how the fear-based mind plays tricks on us, mm-hmm. how we can stay stuck in old negative patterns and be unwilling to release them because fear has convinced us to live in that way. And I take the reader through my own personal experiences of how that fear really wreaked havoc in all areas of my life. Mm-hmm. And then I talk about how I hit that bottom and decided to make change, which leads into section two, which is called The Answer. And in that section, I really open up to all of the ways that I started to receive guidance, started to make those powerful changes, and how I was guided to the lessons of A Course in Miracles. Mm-hmm. And then in the third section of the book, it is the miracle. And this really begins to speed up fast at the end of the book, and the book begins to really flow naturally, and you start to see how the shift in my perception shifted my outside experience. And much of what I teach in the book is how the outside world is a reflection of our internal state. Mm. So if we start to make those major changes in our mind, then the world that we perceive around us changes accordingly.
Right. If you sort of shift your perception of things, then things may start to look a little bit better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a result, kind of like what we said before, you know, what you're putting out, a lot of times the world, the universe, however you want to think about it, is going to give back to you because you've opened up those channels of communication, let's say.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get a little bit more into the Spirit Junkie book. So everybody stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
Welcome back to Healthy, Wealthy, and Smart. Again, I'm your host, Karen Litzy, joined today by number one best-selling author Gabrielle Bernstein and also founder of HerFuture.com. So if any women of you out there are listening, I highly suggest going to HerFuture.com. It's a great community for women. There's a lot of different, think, Gabby, you call them power posses.
Yes,
that people can
power
yeah that people can join. It's a very it's a good community. So, and I think, what do you have, 10,000 people?
Yeah, we're nearly at 11,000.
Yeah,
if you could believe it. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, yeah, which is awesome. So it's a great website, and you can also find out, you know, what Gabrielle's doing and what a lot of other people on there are doing. So it's really great. So all you women out there, go to herfuture.com. Okay, so let's get back to Spirit Junkie. And I think this book, as well as Add More Ing to Your Life, A Hip Guide to Happiness, it's interesting because I feel like you're certainly targeting, let's say, a younger generation. But, you know, a lot of people, when they think meditation and they think a lot of this kind of metaphysical stuff, they think, you know, very kind of crunchy, wearing, you know, like the flowy dresses and that sort of a lifestyle. But you're saying, you know, hey, you can have, and I think I like the way it was put, you know, you can have your Manolos next to your meditation pillow.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So saying, you know, it's okay to delve into a lot of this work.
Yeah, absolutely. I genuinely believe that, you know, being spiritual doesn't mean that you have to give up your worldly possessions. It's just that you have a different perception of them. And you recognize that, you know, those Manolos aren't what makes you happy, but that they're an awesome accessory to the already awesome person who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it's just, and also as a woman on a mission to share a message, I'm very, very conscious of part of the messaging and how I have to carry this message has to come in a package that is resonating with the demographic who needs it most.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is authentic to me is to be a fun New York woman who dresses well and has a good time and listens to great music and can make things really relatable. And sometimes I often can, you know, quote Tribe Called Quest, which is that occasionally I curse to get my point across.
Mm-hmm.
And that is authentic to me, right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So that is, and to be very honest with you, this is what A Course in Miracles teaches. The Course teaches that when you make the commitment to become a miracle worker and you make the commitment to become a teacher of love, that you have this internal teacher, as I call it, your ing, your mm-hmm. inner guidance system, that teaches you and guides you how to teach in a way that will be authentic to the listener who is ready to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And the teacher, if you are living in your truth and you're listening to your inner guide, you will be given all the tools and all the guidance to know how to teach that work. And sometimes my ing says curse, and sometimes my ing says wear this outfit, and sometimes my ing says, you know, say it in this way so that it can be heard.
Right.
And it's absolutely crucial. This is not to be ignored, you know, just because a lot of people out there who are spiritual teachers are going to think, oh, you know, it's got to look a certain way to be spiritual. No, screw that. That's not true at all.
Yeah.
It's not true at all.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, if you were to come out, you know, like you said, sort of quote unquote looking spiritual, it wouldn't be authentic to you. So what are you doing?
Right, exactly.
You know, how could you get your own point of across if you're not being who you really are?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's great. And I think it's good even for a generation, perhaps maybe younger than my generation, to kind of say, well, you know, because I feel like those maybe early 20s, you're just getting out of college, you don't know what ends up.
Right.
Not all the time, but sometimes. So to be able to look to someone to say, hey, it's okay to do A, B, C, and D and still look inward and still be meditative and spiritual.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And I guess that leads me to another question is, what is your sort of definition of spirituality? Because a lot of people, when they think spirituality, they automatically think religion.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, everything I teach is non-denominational.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I'm a Jewish woman, and mm-hmm. I was brought up with Yogi Mother and
uh-huh.
teach a book based on Christic terminology, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's like there's no through line here with religious belief systems. It's really all spirit. And so from a spiritual perspective, the bottom line here is that these are lessons in love. They're lessons in mindful changes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not lessons in, you know, making yourself believe in any particular religious form. And the nice thing about what I teach is that it can be in addition to whatever your religious belief systems are. Now, many people will find that the work becomes sort of like a religion for them because it becomes a practice and it becomes a faith. But what I teach is I guide people to create a spiritual relationship of their own understanding rather than saying, this is my way, this is the highway, and, you know, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
It's quite the opposite. It's take what you want from this, create your own experience, your own authentic experience of spirit in your own life, and I'm here just to be a can opener for you and to be a container for you to do this work. And that's it. It's not my job.
Yeah, and I think another important thing is to do the work, you know, that you have to be, and you sort of mentioned it a little bit before, but do you have to practice? Like, you have to be in practice of doing these things. Like, it's great to turn on and listen to the show and go to your lectures and read the book, but if you don't, it's work. Yeah, it's work, and you have to be in practice of it every day and be mindful every day. And I think if you're looking for the quick fix, this isn't it. Am I right?
Yeah, it's not a quick fix. Happiness is a full-time gig.
Yeah.
And we have to really make that commitment and really stay committed to miracles and stay committed to that loving mindset. And it's not something that we can do just here and there. We have to really stay on point.
Right. And I think, you know, what a lot of people have to remember is, like you said, you've been sort of in practice and really making this more of your lifestyle choice since 2005.
That's right.
It's now 2011.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like in a couple months you just sort of turned yourself around and this was it.
That's right. And and the best part about that, Karen, is that I work it, continue to work it every day.
Yeah.
And I work my happiness like a full-time job, and I have to.
You have to.
And that's it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And now there's one thing that, you know, I noticed on some of the information as I was reading over for this interview is the one thing that you put importance on is sort of the how physical movement can play in developing that sense of spirituality. And, you know, as you know, I'm a physical therapist, and a lot of people that listen to the show are, let's say, physical therapists, trainers, Pilates. So our whole life is based upon movement. So I guess my question is, how do you apply that physical movement into your teachings and into your teachings of spirituality?
Yeah. So physical activity for me for a long time, particularly early in my spiritual practice, was one of the greatest ways that I could connect to spirit. Because it was harder for me early in my practice to sit down and still my mind, I needed to almost shake out all of the negative thoughts, shake out the negative energy, and move that negativity through my body so that I could connect to my power energy and my love energy. And so physical activity was a must and a necessary tool for me to connect and to tune in. And so in my first book, Add More Ink to Your Life, I talk a lot about different physical activities that really got my ing on, as I would say, one of which I still use regularly.
The trampoline?
The trampoline, yeah. My primary workout still today, Karen. You know, I used to be a big gym rat. I'm out of the gym now, and I'm happy to say you knew me when my, you know, it's pulling my body out because of working out so hard.
I know, today, I remember.
I mean, you used to be like, you know, giving me treatments in the bathroom. but today, my much more gentle approach to my body, and it's more about moving and moving for the sake of moving rather than for the sake of bulking up and building muscle. Right. And so, you know, balanced with a healthy diet, a healthy mind, a meditation practice, my physical activities can become much more gentle and much more balanced within my life experience.
Right.
So I'm really enjoying the trampoline these days.
Yeah, that trampoline, I'll tell you, that trampoline is hard too.
It's a major workout.
It's a major, I remember the one time when I did like that trampoline marathon, I swear I could not walk for like 2 days.
Oh, when we did, yeah, the one that I put on.
Yeah.
I couldn't, because we were trampolining all day.
I know.
That was fun. I want to do that again.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I still remember, like, Gabby and I have a mutual friend in common, our friend Jared. And I still remember him saying to you, are you still doing that trampoline? Like, you were going to trampoline out your window.
Yeah, that's right. I was totally going to trampoline out my window. I mean, I love it. I love it. I love it. I still do it. I do it. This is my primary source of exercise today. It's the trampoline. And for me, what I find is that I can come to these cathartic moments of release and just feel like I'm literally jumping the negativity out of my body.
Right. And it's beautiful. And it's sort of all through that physical movement. And I think it's interesting that you say, you know, you've now found that your body responds so well to this more sort of gentle movement versus these, you know, bulking up and taking all the, you know, going to the gym like a crazy person. And it sort of takes me back to an interview I had a couple of weeks ago with a physical therapist. His name is Barrett Dorco. And he talks about idiomotion. And idiomotion is really your body telling you how to move in order to take pressure off of tissue deformation, how to move to generally make yourself feel better.
Yep.
Without, you know, and it doesn't mean that you're doing a prescribed exercise treatment. It means listening to your body, or you say listening to your ing, so to speak, and doing what your body's telling you.
Yep.
And
it's a major difference. I mean,
yeah.
We think we need to like push and make all this stuff happen. And that's also just a gentle approach to meditation as well. The meditation doesn't have to be about, you know, pushing and manipulating. It's about listening to your body and listening to your inner guidance system as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite powerful.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back and talk a little bit more about sort of your, maybe some of your guides to meditation. So we'll be right back. So everybody stay tuned.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
To drink too much, by most standards I still do. Gave up smoking years ago, though I'm known to sneak a few. Finally got off of caffeine, except for a cup or two. But I quit falling in love the day I fell in love with you.
And welcome back to Healthy, Wealthy, and Smart. Again, I'm your host, Karen Litzy, joined today by Gabrielle Bernstein, author of the already published Add More Ing to Your Life, A Hip Guide to Happiness. And her new book, Spirit Junkie, comes out tomorrow, September 13th. So last time we kind of ended on how Gabby sort of intertwines physical activity into her teachings and into her practice of spirituality. So now I kind of wanted to talk about her practical approach to beginning and growing a meditation practice. So, Gabby, this is something that I've just started doing. And I have to tell you, it's not easy, but it's getting easier. You know, I used to not be able to sit. I would sit with my eyes closed and be like, okay, so this is it, huh?
Yeah.
And it's hard. And another thing, now I've actually been able, I went to the beach a couple of weeks ago and was able to actually sit on the beach, eyes closed for like 5 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. But for me, that was a huge undertaking because I think a year ago, I would be sitting there thinking, this person's going to think I'm crazy. These people mm-hmm. walking along the beach are going to think I've lost my mind. These, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, what is your approach and how do you kind of tell, let's say, I know that sometimes you do sort of group coaching and things like that. So is this something that you do in those coaching and in the books?
Yeah. So meditation is a humongous part of all of the work that I teach. And it is the most transformational way to stay centered and stay connected to your ing and your inner spirit. And one of the greatest tools for meditating is really just beginning to center into your breath and mm-hmm. breathe, because so much of what, particularly those of us who live in New York, is we just don't breathe.
No.
We forget to breathe. We are unwilling to breathe. And so the practice of breath and power of really connecting to our breath is really what cultivates that presence of peace within us. So the first real step for anyone that's beginning a practice is to just sit for even 2 minutes of stillness and breathe in your nose and out your mouth. And just gently breathe in your nose and out your mouth and not get too hung up about what that looks like or feels like, but just practice that way of being.
And I've found, at least just for me, that I did much better with a guided meditation. So is this something that you do also?
Yeah, so I have a lot of guided meditations. I've got free meditations on my GabbyB.tv/meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I've got free meditations, guided meditation albums. I've got tons and tons and tons of products that can really, really serve the listener. And I love to give it away for free for those people that want to try it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then in all of my books, I have guided meditations that you can also take just the direction straight from the book.
Mm-hmm.
I've written out the guidance. So for me, building my meditation practice was really a lot about having those guides, because I couldn't do it on my own. It was too much to do it on my own.
Right, right. So you actually had to kind of do these guided meditations also in the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And now can you just now sit silently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now these days I have a really great practice of being able to sit in stillness and just tune in, because it's just like your experience of going to the gym. It's like when you work out, it's really hard at first, but the mm-hmm. more you practice your exercises, the more you can just step into the gym and pick up the weights and you feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same exact experience with meditation.
Well, that's good to know. It gives me some hope.
Yes. Yeah,
gives me some hope.
Practice. But really, it's a daily practice. It's showing up every day and making that commitment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the same thing we were talking about earlier. You have to practice it. You know, it's, I guess if you don't use it, you lose it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That is right. Okay, so let's get to another sort of part of the book that I think is probably a big part of the book, and you touched upon it a little bit earlier, and it's the power of the F word, and not the F word that people think that I'm going to say, because I would never in a million years say that on the air. I don't even say it with my patients. But not that F word. So what F word are we talking about here?
Okay. So the F word I'm referring to is forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
And forgiveness is, as I mentioned earlier, the bedrock of a spiritual practice. And it is the primary source of reconditioning our belief systems and tuning back into that loving presence. And so a practice of forgiveness is the primary tool that the Course teaches us to show up for daily.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have the willingness to forgive, that's when that process can begin. And so once again, much like all change, that slight willingness to change is what we need.
Right.
And the forgiveness process is somewhat passive in a sense. It's really just making a spiritual commitment to release someone. And with that desire to release a negative resentment, we again are given the tools necessary to make that change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really first and foremost opening up to having the willingness to let go.
And when you talk about forgiveness, are you talking about, let's say, forgiveness, forgiving yourself for certain things, forgiveness of other people for things that they may have done to you?
Yeah. First of all, most of the time our forgiveness practice begins with really just having to forgive ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's a big one. Forgiving ourselves is just a really tricky thing that we have to focus on and really stay connected to. And that is the most primary force, is just really releasing our own resentment towards ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming conscious of that is a big part. I mean, many people are not even aware of that.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really important to get connected and centered into what that means to you. And so really the first person that we need to release and let go of is ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We work really hard to beat ourselves up in many situations.
Yep.
So it's quite important to have
And it's kind of when you do those things like, oh, I can't believe I felt so guilty. Why did I do this? Why did I, you know, being able to take, to look back and forgive yourself for something. Like, otherwise you carry it around with you forever. And I think then that turns into perhaps compounding, like you said before, maybe whatever fears you may have that keeps you stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fear, the lack of forgiveness keeps you stuck in the fear.
Mm-hmm.
It replays the fear. It puts the fear on almost like a repeat button in
right.
your mind. And it's really terrifying.
Yeah, and then it makes it just almost impossible to move forward.
Yep, that's right.
To move forward in anything. And you know, we're not just talking, and just so that I think a lot of people can be clear on this, is when you're in these books, you're not just talking about relationships with a significant other. It's sort of that relationship with yourself, or maybe a relationship with friends, or things like that.
To yourself, or to any person, or even to any past experience that you have been unwilling to let go of
mm-hmm.
and release.
Mm-hmm.
It's across the board, and there's reconditioning available in all circumstances and situations.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's say I'm going to kind of play devil's advocate here and talk about, so, you know, forgiving yourself is one thing, but how do you forgive someone else? Like, if someone did something so horrible to you, you know, how do you find the ability to forgive that? You know, you hear about, you know, people having horrible things done to them, like someone, let's say, killing their child or a friend or a spouse or a loved one, and the person, the family says, well, I can now forgive them. And you think, are you crazy?
Yeah.
You know, so how do you...
It's a hard one. This is a hard one.
Yeah.
Because then I come up against this all the time, because people will say, well, how do I forgive my rapist, right?
Exactly. How do you get past that?
The real response to that is, well, if you choose to not forgive them, you're choosing to replay that role of victim every day.
Mm.
You're choosing to stay connected to that fear.
Yeah.
You're giving power to your abuser, to your rapist, to the murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And by just focusing the negativity.
Yeah.
And so it often, you know, A Course in Miracles says is what we think of others, we think of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we project onto others, we project onto ourselves. So if we want to free ourselves from that bondage of fear
mm-hmm.
and that bondage of resentment and that negativity that we have hooked into, then we must practice forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And so to understand that the forgiveness process isn't about the other person, though they do reap the benefits.
Right.
It's about us.
Right.
It's about releasing your own fear, your own negativity, your own...
Anger, perhaps.
Anger, all of it, and letting it go so that you can live in a free way.
Right.
And it's really about setting yourself free. Now, does it happen overnight? Absolutely not.
Of course not.
Absolutely not. Many things, I have had quantum shifts where I have forgiven people that I had been holding on to for decades and then let it go in one meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I have experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
But do I expect someone to forgive the murderer of their child overnight? Absolutely not.
Of course not.
Do I pray for them to commit to that? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because making that commitment will set them free
mm-hmm.
from replaying that fear over and over in them.
Yeah, and when people are interviewed who have sort of gotten to that forgiveness phase, that is kind of what you said is exactly what they express, is that how else could I move on with my own life?
That's right.
You know, so you hear, you do hear that a lot from the victim side. So I think that's really important to bring up. Okay, so we'll be right back to kind of wrap things up here with Gabby. So everybody stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back to Healthy, Wealthy, and Smart. As always, I am your host, Karen Litzy. I am joined today by Gabrielle Bernstein, author, speaker, spiritual guru. Her book, Spirit Junkie, comes out tomorrow, September 13th. So, you know, I guess my question, Gabby, to you is, what is it about your... the book that you find, let's just take, you know, the writing of the book. What was the biggest benefit to you in writing the book?
I write about this in the last chapter of the book, about how the book was such a healing process for me, how mm-hmm. I healed more and learned to love more through the process of writing this book, because what A Course in Miracles teaches is that to teach is to learn. So every time I write a book or every time I give a lecture or even do a talk like this, I reinforce the principles that I stand for and live for mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm. And so it's just another simple shift and gentle reminder to reclaim the belief systems that I have chosen to believe in today.
Great.
And so that whole process of the 6 months that it took me to write that book was a daily practice of turning inward and remembering and reprogramming mm-hmm. even deeper my strong belief system in this way.
Right. So I guess for you, it's really helped to perhaps make you a little stronger than when you started.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely walked away. I just finished reading the audio book this past week that will be out as well.
Uh-huh.
doing the audiobook, reading the audiobook aloud, again, was just like, I was reading the book, and I'm like, oh, I need to do that. Like, just reminding myself moment to moment of all of the things I need to do to stay connected.
Right. And I guess this is a question that I ask a lot of my guests when we have the time, and we have a little bit of time here, so I'm going to get at least one of these questions in. And it's, what is the best piece of advice that you were ever given, and who gave it to you?
The best piece of advice that I was given was that the happiness and serenity I was seeking was not going to come from an outside source.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that from many of my teachers, Marianne Williamson, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay. All of my teachers and mentors are those who have taught me that belief system and helped me recondition.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, that is the strongest piece of advice I've received.
Great. And, you know, we have a couple minutes left here in the interview, so I really want to make sure that people know where to find you, where to find the book. So will the book be available in bookstores? It'll be available. So kind of give everybody the lowdown on all that.
Yep. So it'll be front row and center at all of your Barnes & Noble bookstores. You'll see it out on the display. It will be obviously available on Amazon, IndieBound, my website, GabbyB.tv. Anywhere you can buy a book, you should likely find this book. And
okay.
If you don't have it in your local bookstore, ask for it, and we will get it there.
Okay.
And so.
And what about the audiobook?
The audiobook's available on Amazon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it will also be a disc, which you could buy in the bookstore as well.
Okay.
I also have a meditation album coming out this week as well, which is the Spirit Junkie Meditation Album, which can be found at GabbyB.tv/meditate.
Great. And that's
a lot.
Yes, that is a lot. And that's Gabby B as in boy.
Mm-hmm,
not Gabby.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll put all of this also on the Healthy, Wealthy, and Smart Facebook fan page and on my website as well, KarenLitzy.com. So I guess one last question is, where do you go from here? What's next? I don't mean what's next as far as like your book tour and whatnot. I mean, what's next for you?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I sold my third book, which is called The Lovitarian Way.
Mm-hmm.
And that book will be coming out, published by Random House in 2013.
Okay.
We'll be back on the air with you to talk about that.
Uh-huh.
And The Lovitarian Way is a 40-day diet for the mind.
Okay.
And it's like, rather than being a vegetarian, I'm a Lovitarian.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
cute.
That book will be out then, and I'm pretty psyched. That will be the next step there. I'm working on some television stuff, which I know will probably come to form in 2013, 2012, even as early as 2012.
Uh-huh.
So stay tuned for that. You will be hearing a lot more from me.
So great.
Just pay attention. I'll be there.
Great. Well, we look forward to it. And thank you so much for taking the time out, coming on the show.
Thank you, Karen. You're doing beautiful work, and I'm such a wonderful opportunity to reconnect with you.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you so much. And everyone, just look out for Spirit Junkie, A Radical Road to Self-Love and Miracles by Gabrielle Bernstein. The book comes out tomorrow, September 13th. So everybody, thanks for listening, and stay healthy, wealthy, and smart. Have a great week.
Bye.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.